Now, go kick they ass by Brian Rogers. Most of Planet Earth knows Chris Tucker as Smokey from the cult movie Friday, or a cop with Jackie Chan in the blockbuster smash Rush Hour, or even Beaumont and Quentin Tarantino's Jackie Brown. But after this crazy experience I had with him, I know him as a great stand-up comedian, a genuinely nice guy, plus one hell of a music lover. A close friend got us a ticket to see him play in Oakland. Not only was he the funniest stand-up I'd seen, but my friend got us backstage. Turned out Mr. Tucker was a mutual friend, and she talked up my bass playing and singing to him. He said he was having a private party and wanted me to play at it. Come ready to play! Chris Tucker said to me, I took it serious, as a heart attack, showed up early to set up the PA, got comfortable before any of his guests arrived, I drank water because I wanted to be sharp for my performance, and then went off to the corner to think before I hit the stage. I was nervous. But right then I was 16 again, and I heard my awesome bass teacher's words, go kick they ass. I studied bass with Mike, a blonde, mullet-wearing, NASCAR-loving, black music-loving blind man with a great guide dog named Grayton. I remember Grayton. Grayton watched on as me and Mike learned for 4 whole years, and on our last lesson, he just bought me coffee. We chatted, well, not Grayton, Mike bought me coffee, and at the end of our talk, he sent me off and yelled, now go kick they ass! And now, standing in the backyard of a worldwide comedian, MTV award-winning superstar about to play for him and his guests, I remember Mike telling me to kick ass, and now I was about to. A smile came over my face. Now I was feeling it. Yeah, there's that fire. So I opened up the show with a dominant tapping bass line that led into a funky, reggae-ish tune that I wrote, blended that into Bob Marley's Get Up Stand Up, dropped some eccentric bass rock originals, and closed with Billie Jean. The whole time, looping the bass lines live, all the pops, the slaps and the taps, creating the percussion, and creating all the grooves from the ground up. Chris loves Michael Jackson's music, who was a close friend of his, by the way, and Michael Jackson was the first entertainer I ever followed, so it was an honor to close the show for Mr. Tucker with my version of MJ's biggest hit, and I just gotta say that it was fun to make all the beats live with all the percussiveness, because Michael Jackson's such a percussive singer, so it was really an honor to kind of honor him in that kind of percussive way as well. So, and after I was done, I had a moment alone to reflect on how surreal the whole last 48 hours had been. I mean, how did I get here from being a hometown boy, born and raised in Cowtown, Sacramento, and I was also noticing how patient Mr. Tucker was being with all of his guests. I mean, just to be there, and see him walk around and notice that he was a great listener. To veer off subject, I think bass players are all great listeners. Versed in the skills of compassion and empathy. I'll repeat, we're versed in the skills of compassion and empathy. The two qualities the world needs most of, arguably. But when the band needs it, bass players can kick their ass too. Mr. Tucker easily made his way over to me, and I blushed, which is hard for a black man to do. And then I spoke out of turn and blurted out, great show last night, man. Funniest I've ever seen. It must take balls to be up there alone without an instrument. By the way, does a comedian write a set list? Ooh, I spoke out of turn like an amateur when all I had to say was, hi, Mr. Tucker, great to meet you. But he graciously responded, thanks so much, man. I've been doing stand-up since I was a teenager, so I don't write a set. I just take cues from memory. I was blown away. He then said, you're so creative. I was looking at your feet trying to figure out that pedal. I said, oh, man, my loop pedal? He replied, yeah, that's what it is. You're so good, man. I'm going to have to call you up for some stuff. I was speechless. But I think I managed to say that I got a looper because it's much cheaper than a band. And Chris actually laughed. So I capitalized and said, loop pedal easier to get along with, too. He threw his head back and laughed. And in that moment, I could have died because I'm an avid comedy fan. So to make a world-famous comedian laugh out loud, that moment was magical. The whole day was great, and after I packed up the PA at Mr. Tucker's party, I let my engine purr for a few minutes to just think. Less than 2 years after I started out as a solo artist, I developed a loyal following. I played at the Cal Expo main stage, which is the largest outdoor stage in my city other than the arena, and I played at Chris Tucker's private party. And I finished my album, an album that made it into the hands of Larry Graham of Sly and the Family Stone, and those hands invented slap bass, literally. He listened to my album from front to back and simply said, great bass playing and lyrics in particular, praise from a true OG master of the funk, but perhaps even more importantly than all of that, it's you, the listener, that makes all of it matter. I look forward to sharing many more moments with you of triumph, challenges, and just music that I've written about other moments that have touched me, and that exchange is really the whole purpose to my musical journey, because there is nothing better than knowing that something original you wrote is being heard, whether by a celebrity, a fellow bass player, or a music fan who just wants that feeling, as long as it's felt by someone else. So here's hoping that you were a part of that journey. If you'd like to hear the most recent milestone of that journey, click below this video to hear my most recent album called Run Fast and Swerve. Thank you for being a listener and for making all of it matter. That's, I don't know why that's there. The music's much better than the picture. So just, go ahead and please check it out. Thanks so much for reading.